Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, I'm author and illustrator J.D. Holliday. This is Halo Kids Tales, and you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/World of Ink Network at showtime right now, or you can listen to it on demand at any time you like at the same address or on iTunes. Welcome to Halo Kids Tales. We have two stories for you today, A Hurt in My Heart by Kim S. Holderman and The Legend of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale by Michelle Eastman. First, we have A Hurt in My Heart by Kim S. Holderman. Hi, Kim. Thank you for being here.
Hi, J.D. Thank you for having me on.
I'm so glad you can make it. Tell us about A Hurt in My Heart.
Sure. A Hurt in My Heart is a great little story about God's love and grace for us all. The little girl in the story, Emma, does something that she knows she shouldn't have done, and then she tells a lie about it. She feels really bad about it after and uses that to share a story with her friend, Jaden, about God's grace and unconditional love. She then takes responsibility for her mistakes. The book not only teaches a valuable lesson on responsibility, but also explains God's grace and his gift of forgiveness in a way that young children can really understand. Well, let me go ahead and read this story to you. A Hurt in My Heart was written by Kim S. Holderman and illustrated by David Ganass. Hi, Emma. How come you look all sad? Are you okay? Jaden asked. Emma sighed. Yeah, I'm okay. I just got a hurt in my heart, Jaden. A hurt in your heart? How come? Jaden asked with concern. Because I did something I shouldn't have, and then I told a lie about it, Emma replied. What did you do? Jaden asked. I tried on my mommy's favorite earrings, the ones she keeps in a room, in the pretty box, Emma explained. I thought you weren't supposed to touch the pretty box, Emma, Jaden said wide-eyed. I'm not, but I just wanted to try them on, just to see how they looked, and they did look really beautiful. But then, as I took them off, one of them bent. When I tried to bend it back, it broke. I didn't know what to do. So I just put them back. I hoped Mommy wouldn't notice, Emma shared. Did she notice? Jaden asked curiously. Yes, she did, asked Emma. She asked me if I'd been in a room and in a special box. What did you say? Jaden asked wide-eyed. I was so scared. I told her, no, of course not, Mommy, Emma told him sadly, wiping a tear away. Oh, Emma, that isn't good, Jaden exclaimed. Did she believe you? I think maybe she did. But I still got a hurt in my heart, Emma said brokenhearted. If you think she believed you, how come you still got a hurt in your heart, Jaden asked. Because I know God didn't believe me. He knows what I did. He knows I lied about it, too, Emma said with tears in her eyes. How does he know all that? Jaden asked in awe. Because, he knows everything, because he lives inside my heart. But I think if I tell Mommy the truth and say I'm sorry, my heart won't hurt so much, Emma shared. Really, Emma? Won't she be mad? Jaden asked. I think she'll be sad that I lied. She loves me, so she'll forgive me, Emma said with confidence. What about God? Will he forgive you too? Jaden asked with great curiosity. He already has. He gives us this thing called grace, Emma explained. Grace? What's that? Jaden wanted to know. It means if we make mistakes, he'll always love us anyways, no matter what. because he sent his son to give his life for us. And he'll never leave our heart after we ask him to live there, Emma explained with great joy. Wow! Can I ask him to live in my heart, too? Jaden asked excitedly. Sure, Jaden. All you got to do is tell him you love him, you believe he sent his son here to give his life so we could all have grace, and you want him to live inside your heart always. Do you believe all that, Jaden? Emma simply asked. Yes, I do, Jaden answered. Okay, tell him, Emma said matter-of-factly. Like, out loud? Jaden asked, unsure. Yeah, Emma said. Jaden shrugged and said, okay. God, I love you. I believe you sent your son here to give his life so I could have grace. I want you to live in my heart forever. That's it. If you want, you can come to church with me sometime. You should try and do what's right.
Okay, we lost Kim. All right. let me just say a few things about Kim. Kim has, this is good. Kim's book, A Hurt in My Heart, can be bought on Amazon. And, okay, I think she's back in. Maybe we can finish the story. Kim? Hi, Kim.
Yes, I am.
Back?
I'm back. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead. You want to continue where you are?
Yeah. I think where I left off is she was saying, that's it. If you want, you can come to church with me sometime. You should try and do what's right. But if you mess up, remember, you have grace. Speaking of messing up, I guess I should go talk to my mommy, Emma cringed. All right. You'll be okay, Emma. Remember, God is in your heart, Jaden smiled. Thanks, Jaden. And now he's in your heart, too, Emma smiled back, before walking away toward her house. The end.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Kim, for being here and reading A Hurt in My Heart. Can you tell people where they can buy the book? Can you tell people where they can buy the book? I already said Amazon. Go ahead. Is there any place else?
Barnes & Noble, as well as tatepublishing.com. But if you purchase directly from my website, then I will send out a personally autographed copy to anybody who purchases it there. And my personal website is kimsholdemanauthor.com.
Okay. And do you have any other books?
I don't have any other books published at this time, but I have three more children's books just about ready to go to the publisher, and I'm working on my first Christian novel. And I've been asked about the second in the series of Emma and Jaden's adventures, and I assure you it is in the works.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you again, Kim, for being here and reading A Hurt in My Heart to us. Have a good day at work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, our second story is The Legend of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy Tale by Michelle Eastman. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about The Legend of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale?
Well, this is not a typical fairy tale, and Artie is not a typical fairy. He's a misfit. His fellow dust fairies have a knack for dirtying people's houses. They fire soot from their slingshots and enter crumb-spitting contests. While we sleep, they spread dust everywhere. Artie doesn't make messes. He has a unique habit of collecting things. The other dust fairies don't appreciate Artie's collection, so he spends his night alone. One cold night, Artie's loneliness leads to inspiration, and he creates something legendary. His story will have families looking at dust bunnies in a new light and may actually give kids an excuse not to clean their rooms. Artie's story helps kids realize that we all have unique gifts and not everyone fits in with the crowd. Christian families will recognize the biblical principles of generosity and being a cheerful giver conveyed in the story.
Go right ahead and read the story.
Okay, here we go with The Legend of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale. The Legend of Dust Bunnies began long ago in a house just like this one, and here's how it goes. First, you must know what happens each night. Asleep in our beds, we don't see the sight. Fairies spread dust to the left and to the right. The fairies proceed at an uncanny pace and dirty our homes with precision and grace. The naughtiest nymphs, along with their kin, hold crumb-spitting contests to see who will win. With soot-loaded slingshots pulled tight to their chests, the husky young fairies make a terrible mess. The daintiest ones softly land on the drapes, leaving behind fancy spiderweb capes. Dust fairies are cheerful, devoted, and bright. Each has a gift that feels wonderfully right. There was one exception in this happy group, and his sad little soul was beginning to droop. While the others were dancing and twirling about, one fairy boy sat alone with a pout. Artie sat quietly, his head in the clouds, wondering how he fit in with this crowd. Flitting around in the dark was no thrill, but Artie possessed a much different skill. Instead of spending his nights with the crew, Artie had something more pressing to do. No one knew why, and he didn't say, but night after night he went on his way. He snatched lint from carpets and fur left by pets. Stray hair caught on brushes is what he liked best. His fellow dust fairies, they didn't much care for Artie's collection of tidbits and hair. He gathered his treasures and hid them from view in corners and shadows so nobody knew. Scrounging and hoarding brought Artie great joy, but deep down inside he was a sad fairy boy. He needed a pal to cuddle and hold. A soft little buddy would lighten the load. So on a cold night, feeling lost and alone, Artie created a friend of his own. He started with lint and a tangle of hair and tucked whispers of fuzz here and there. When he was finished, his heart swelled with pride. At last, a companion to stay by his side. The dust bunny was perfect from toes up to ears. Its heavenly face brought Artie to tears. Word spread quickly about Artie's new chum, and soon all the dust fairies begged to have one. Artie obliged each and every request. He worked and he toiled and he gave it his best. To this very day, all fairies have one, a lovely dust bunny to join in their fun. Dust bunnies are crafted from lint, fuzz, and hair. If you happen to find one, treat it with care. The fairy who lost it will be worried sick and rush back to claim it, lickety-split. So the next time your mother asks you to clean, tell her the legend. Explain what it means. A neat, tidy room may be the strict rule, but removing the dust bunnies is simply quite cruel. The end.
Oh, very, very cute story. I like the dust bunnies. That's so cute.
Thank
you so much, Michelle, for being here and reading The Legend of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale, excuse me, to us. Now, where can people buy your book?
The same places that the other author mentioned, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And also, I have my author website, MichelleEastmanBooks.com, and I am happy to personalize and sign books. And so you can visit me there. And I love to hear from kids. So even if you don't want to buy a book, if you want to drop by and leave me a note, there's a spot to do that. And you can find me on Facebook, Michelle Eastman Books on Facebook. And I love to have your likes there as well. So, and I have a second Dust Fairy book coming out. And if you send me a note on my website, I can sign you up to receive updates, and the updates will give a sneak peek at the next book.
Well, that's really cool. Thanks, Michelle, for being here and reading The Legend of Dust Bunnies, A Fairy's Tale, to us.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, our time is up for today. I'm J.D. Holliday, and you can find me, my books, and upcoming shows for Halo Kids Tales at jdholliday.blogspot.com. Please check out my other reading show for kids, It's Storytime, and also all the shows here at World of Ink Network as well. Thank you for being here and listening. See you next time on Halo Kids Tales. God bless. Bye now.